I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Forbes magazine calls you the data file. But let me ask you about this union that you speak of technology and luxury and what it means now in a post-pandemic world. You said in an interview that people love to shop in the old ways as much as they love to shop in the new ways. So, you know, for people who are at this point in time saying that, look, the way that we've shopped in malls and boutiques, that era is now over on account of what COVID has done to the business. Do you believe that we're writing premature obituaries? What do you believe the future of fashion could look like in a post-pandemic world?
We have seen a huge acceleration. So my company operates also the so-called online flagship store division, which is something which was an idea within the innovation of mine that came in 2005, so 15 years ago, when after launching Nuke, I thought that the brands wanted to have their own monobrand shop. Now, so Armani.com, powered by Yoox Net-a-Porter, or Valentino.com, powered by Yoox Net-a-Porter. It was 15 years ago. So now we see with the pandemic a huge acceleration of this division, not only because some of the physical shops in some countries have been closed, but also because I think the digital shop, the quality, the service, the content, the entertainment of the digital shops have improved dramatically compared to 2000 when I came up with the first idea. And sometimes I have to say that the digital shops are even better than the physical shops. But this doesn't mean that the physical shops will disappear. I think, as I said before, I think that there will be a balance between going into physical shops or going into digital shops. And probably the holy grail and the final solution will be to integrate them perfectly. Yes. If you are a customer, you are a customer, the same customer that is buying online and is buying offline. And that's actually what we've been working on with Valentino, for example, since almost 4 years, in the so-called project Next Era, because it's really the next era of retail, because basically it's a completely seamless integration between online and offline. So the two worlds will continue to coexist. So, because I think even if I'm a tech guy, even if I'm a digital guy, I'm still sometimes having pleasure in going to a physical shop, or I'm still having pleasure to listen to some vinyls, because sometimes the music is better on the vinyls than on Spotify. So I think that it's human nature. We will make some progress, and definitely the mix will change between digital and physical. So now the digital is still not the majority and will grow, but the physical shops will continue to exist.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.